Blog Talk Radio. gotta sing. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time. Will somebody clap your hands? It's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got, that's all you got.
Thank God for you for tuning in, my God Almighty, this afternoon. I'm telling you right now, I want to deal with some folks tonight. My God, don't have time to be taking nobody's mess. Don't have time to be taking the devil's mess, yet alone don't be having time for no mess for their own self. I want to talk to somebody tonight, my God Almighty, don't make up their minds that, listen, at the end of the day, I will not miss this blessing. I will not miss the move that God has for me. Y'all better get out my way. I need some radical folks. My God Almighty will tell everything around him. You better get out of my way, because I'm going to get ready to fight. I'm going to get ready to raise war. I'm not going to allow this sickness to bring me down. I'm not going to allow these mind battles. I'm not going to allow these issues, my God. Can I talk to somebody tonight? Can we minister to somebody tonight? They're made up in their mind, say, you know what? I just need a little help for my sister and brother, but I don't made it up. I'm not falling back into no more situation that is ungodly, that is unholy. I'm sick and tired. I've been sick and tired. So I got news not only for the devil, but I got news for my issue. I got news for my infirmity. I got news for my bank account. I got news for my walk, that this be war. I'm not going to sit down and get pushed around. Is there anybody this afternoon is not going to sit down and get pushed around? I'm there, I'm here to tell you how many of you know that this be war. This be war. At the end of the day, I'm going to see the promise that God has for me. I'm going to see what God has for my God Almighty, the way that I am going. Listen, I'm telling you right now, United Kingdom, God bless you. My God, France, God bless you. Norway, God bless you. Massachusetts, New York, God bless all of you. But I'm looking for somebody, listen, I'm tired of dealing with folks. All they got a good scripture, my God. They got a good hoop in their holler, but they ain't about, my God, they ain't about no business. They ain't about putting their money where their mouth is. You can talk the talk, but I'm looking for somebody. You know what? I'm ready to hush the talk up, but I'm ready to walk, because I'm ready to see some manifestation in my life. Is there anybody got a praise in this afternoon? Is there anybody got a praise? I'm telling you right now, I'm about ready to have a church all over again. I know we don't have the time Sunday, but God got to do something. I'm ready for God to work things out on Monday. That was Sunday. That's the past. My father didn't seem to get those things away from my eyes. So I got to look for a new move today. I need a new miracle today. I see Lord God. Is there anybody need a new move today? Do you need a new miracle today? Do you need a new touch win today? I dare you to go ahead and give God some praise. Just give God some praise.
You can't have my breakthrough.
walk in perfect health. I shall have the victory. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. My God Almighty. And that's why I'm declaring and decreeing. I'm not going to wait for the change to take place, but I'm going to go to where the change is at in my life for it to take place. I can't sit down here and wait no more. I can't wait no more. I got to jump in. I got to do what I got to do. Is there anybody? I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a praise. This God, my God Almighty, just tell them you're getting caught for the Lord right now. You're getting your praise on right now. Give God a praise. My God, I got to give them a praise because the table is spread. The table is laid. I got to give God. Is there anybody got a praise? I need some praise. Oh, my God Almighty, I need some praise. Oh, nobody ain't called me yet. So I don't need to worry about doing that. So therefore, I got to get a praise.
You can't have my, you can't have my,
you can't
have blue.
I
power in the blood.
Praise and thanks right now for this day. We thank God for the ADM family. We thank God for Prophet. We thank you for First Lady. Father, we just thank you for everybody right now, our family worldwide, ministers in the rightful place. Give your praise and glory right now for this day. Father God, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor. You say, hallelujah. A blessing, Lord. I shall baptize you, Father God, for another day, Father God. I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for your presence. We thank you for keeping us, Father God, to all the toils and the trouble, Father God, to continue to keep us, Father God. You cover us and you cloak us, oh God. We give you praise right now and glory and honor to your name, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We raise our hands to you, Father God. We just give you the glory, Father God. We thank you right now for keeping us in this hour, keeping our minds, Father God, steadfast upon you, oh God. We thank you that you're renewing our strength in you, oh God. We thank you right now that you're refreshing our spirit, Father God, that you're making ways out of no way right now, Father God, that you're bringing springs to the desert right now for us, right God, that you're giving us a fresh word, hallelujah, on yesterday, Father God, awakening, Father God, an eye opener, Father God, that you're opening our eyes to, Father God, what is wrong with us in this season right now. I thank you for the fresh word, the fresh season, Father God, that you're about to give the nation through our pastor, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing a new thing in our life, hallelujah. You say, look and behold, I am doing a new thing in this season, hallelujah. I renew your mind, Father God. We thank you right now that your word has come forth, hallelujah. It shall take root right now, right now. We thank you that it's going to bring healing to us, healing to our body, healing to our mind, healing to our heart, Father God. We thank you that you're stirring it up in the name of Jesus, that you're allowing us to walk this walk up right before you. We thank you for making a way, hallelujah. We thank you for health, life, and strength, Father God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise that you're doing it right now, Father God. You cover our cars right now, Father God. You cover our homes in the delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. That you are walking, we are walking in the right season, in the right time. It's time to call down our things, oh God. It's time to call down our things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We strengthen the first living right now. Touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Put a hedge around her in the name of Jesus. Cover her in the blood of Jesus. Cover her womb, her children, Father God. Cover them in the name of Jesus. Every minister, every member, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus upon them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, let no evil befall them in the name of Jesus. Cover our friends and family through the airways, hallelujah, worldwide, hallelujah. Cover us in the blood of Jesus, Father God. We call it our repentance. Hallelujah, that we will repent before you daily, O God. That you will continue to keep us, O God. That we will have a sincere walk with you, a sincere talk with you, a sincere life, Father God. That we shall move in love, love and honesty, we find out of our hopes. That you will serve you, O God. You, the living God, the God that created all things. We shall live upright before thee and humble ourselves before thee, O God. Keep us right now in the womb of Jesus. Cover each and every home, all of our people, all of our society. Every person listening to the airwaves, encourage them in the name of Jesus. This is the honor of our soul. Open every door. He comes under the back of our soul. We ask, O God, that you would keep us in this hour, Father God. That you would sustain us. He comes under the back of our soul. That you would sustain us, Father God. That you will hear the prayers of the people, O God. That you will even hear the prayers of the children, O God. That would you continue to walk with you, O God. Continue to talk with you, O God. Keep us in your blood. Keep us under your covering. Let your pinion cover us. He manda the basota. He come on up also. Whatever season that we find ourselves in, we are children of God. He manda that he shall sustain us. He come on the basota. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall be everything to us. You shall be our lawyer, our doctor. Our provider. He come on a mother and a father. To the motherless and the fatherless, you shall bring our bread and butter in the name of Jesus. You shall keep us in all our times, O God, even in hard times, O God, that you shall be a strength to us. For the Lord, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. We give you praise right now, Father God. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor, Father God, that you will keep us in all your ways, O God, that you will continue to cover us. And teach us our mind of our coaster. Cover our mind of God. She command out of our coaster, Father God. Cover him, he command out of our coaster. Touch him right now, she and out of our coaster. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your angels from the four corners. He mind out of our coaster. Guide him and cover him, and she and out of our fear. They shall cover him, he command out of our coaster. He will die, shall cover his home in the mighty name of Jesus. Relax the altar of everything that is trying to attack him. All our people, all of our Shikai, of our coaster. Every spirit, we set it up right now. We set up the doorway, Hana Costa. We set it up the street, on the neighborhood, on the city, on the country, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we speak right now that he shall have peace. We also have peace in our homes, peace in our bed, peace in our coaster, on our jobs. In the mighty name of Jesus. To cancel every satanic, demonic attack on the mind of the people of God. Hallelujah. That we speak peace in the home, on the job, in the coaster. We speak to every situation, every switch we speak. And we ask God that right now that everything shall be healed in the name of Jesus. Healing right now over our minds, our coaster, our hearts, and our bodies in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I give you praise, I give you glory. And honor belongs to you, O God, this day. Strengthen us, O God, and continue us on our way today, on this week, through the week. Keep us. Keep us, hallelujah, in no other name but the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
My God, I thank God for Pastor Purcell for that powerful and wonderful prayer. Praise God, I'm telling you right now, I am so excited about what God is doing it, and I'm so excited how he is doing it. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm so excited of the revelation in the rhema that God is bringing down right now. And I'm telling you right now, says to God, if you have not praised God, but this is the time that where you need to praise God like never before.
I need somebody to
Some of us look at this thing as if we going through. But I'm telling you right now, it comes to a season where God want to bring exposure to your situation. He want to bring, my God Almighty, identity to your issue and to your situation. But if we're not going to, my God, let you the work or take the time, but we can bring closure to the situation, my God, we're going to find ourselves walking around this mountain or walking around this issue over and over. I don't know about you, but it's time to bring closure to reality. You hear me? It's time to bring closure to reality. Let's turn that down for a minute, DJ. I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise be his holy name. I just thank God and I give honor to Christ who the head of our life. Listen, and we also give honor and we give shout out to our very own prophetess, Jackie. I know a lot of you right about now, she's be on live and blasted, but sometimes we have to just take a little rest. So we just keep her up in prayer for she could continue to get the rest as God lead her to do. Listen, saints of God, God wants you blessed. And I want you to understand something, that it's your time and it is your season to be blessed. It's many of folks, my God, use the terminology as blessing, like that's all y'all asking for, that's what you want. Well, I broke it down plain and simple on Sunday. My God, the Bible says, my God, if you believe in him or accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, with that acceptance, you shall be saved. You hear me? You shall be saved. Many of you are believers, if not all of you on this line are believers. You accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. So, eternity is already given to us. My God, it's already given to us. Your reward when you get there is going to be decided on what type of work have you done. That's going to be decided on what type of paycheck that you will receive. It's going to be decided on, are you going to be one of the ones to go into the inner courts, or are you going to be one of the ones to stay on the outside of the court that you don't have no access. Y'all hear me? No access to enter in, even though you was a believer, but you have not done the work of falling alignment, but God still call you a child, but you on the outer courts and not on the inner courts. Y'all hear me? God wants each and every one of us blessed. Now, saints of God, many folks say, hey, don't worry about that. All these blessings. Well, if I'm already promised the kingdom of heaven, my God Almighty, tell me what is left for me to do other than to receive blessings. What is blessing? Blessing are one word that has many faucets or many avenues to it. What is considered as a blessing? My God, a healing for somebody considered as a blessing, deliverance, prosperity, my God, like things is turning around in their life, finances is changing, having peace, my God Almighty, just having the temperance, some people transportation, some people a stable place to live, whatever you consider as a blessing. That will work for you. That is a blessing. My God Almighty, tell me then what is left here on earth to do other than have my relationship with God and get ready to receive my blessing. Many of us is living in hell right now and on our way to hell. My God, God is the creator. I could be able to enjoy things right now. It's your time to enjoy things when? Right now. You don't have to wait on another season. You don't have to wait on this thing that they call a season and all this. If I serve a right now God, I shall be able to receive a right now blessing. You hear me? I shall be able to receive a right now move, a right now deliverance, a right now turnaround to happen in my life. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Many of you is waiting on things from God, but we don't want to go through the process. We waiting on things for God to do, but we don't want to go through the process. We want a right now financial change, but we don't want to go through the process what it's going to take to get that right now finance change. You hear me? Number 7, my God, let's
talk about this for a second. Number seven is, in the governmental terms, my God, it's a number of completion. It represents God's divine number. Many of those, my God, and I used to be one of them. I used to sit and jump and shout, we're in the seventh year, seventh month. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. We in the seventh. Man, we in the seventh. Things is closing. God, perfection number. Well, let me tell you something, saints of God. My God, once I got into God, y'all hear me? I got into God other than being into a message of a sermon that the preacher might shoot out of his mouth. But I began to get into God. And when I got into God, I found out it is a whole different meaning than what was brought to me and what I used to shout up on. I found out that that month, that season, that is a season where God begin to have you to expect yourself. That is a season to where things begin to come out. Things begin to unveil. My God Almighty, things that you've been wrestling with, that is a season where you're going to put up a shut up. Is you going to fight and do what it takes to close this thing and put it in, or you're going to lay down and wallow in it? My God, what are you saying? Well, let Pastor pause for a minute. Some of you need to declare and decree right now, I'm sick and tired of my body putting me down. I'm sick and tired of these affirmities. And I got to let these affirmities know that you are not, watch this, you are not going to control what I do throughout the day. If God chose me to walk with him, I'm going to walk. God said I'm a healer. He's going to heal me. So shall it be. You got to put a close, my God, to different things in this year. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty. This is why many of you going through, and it seems though it's the devil rocking your boat. Baby, it's not the devil. Order to put a close to something, you have to identify the problem. You cannot give a solution to the problem without identifying the problem. You hear me? Because why? Because next month in August, it begins the number eight. Eight stand for new beginning. To start something new, we got to close out this old thing. And many of you have been wrestling with old stuff from years after years, having the old problem, the same old. And it's time to put it to, my God, put it to rest. You hear me? It's time to put it to rest. Don't let it take over you. You take over it. Don't let it control you. You control it. Because God calls you in this right now season, in this right now time. I feel the Holy Ghost, saints of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. So now you begin to deal with different things and different issues that is within you. Begin to deal with different circumstances that you going back and forth the way. Why? Because God want to bring you into a new place. God want to bring you into the new season. Order for you to get the table that is spread and made out for you. We got to let some things go. We got to put things in its proper place. We got to deal with certain issues. I understand you praying and you seek it. You praying and speaking in tongues. But baby, it comes to a time to where you got to get up off that flow, wipe that flow off. You got to get up off them knees. And the Bible says faith without works is dead. You got to good begin to put some work with your action. Is anybody looking for a turnaround this afternoon? Say, you know what, Pastor, I'm sick and tired. I'm not going to sit here no more. I'm not going to cry over spilled milk. Is Bobo want to hit the dough? Let Bobo hit the dough. If Susan don't want to act right, let Susan don't want to act right. Because I got to keep walking, my God, or pressing towards the mark of the high, my God, calling. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the presence of the living God. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, your change is right now. Don't let it take you out. Don't buck against the process. Don't buck against God, like Pastor Smith said on Friday. Don't buck against the process. Baby, you got to begin to swim. You got to know how to swim. You got to begin to move. You're going to come out of this thing, but it's going to take a little work. Brother, you're going to come out of this thing. You might got to spend all day for 30 days, for 40 days, looking for a job, putting in the application. But the faith without works is dead. You got to do what you got to do. Sister, you're going to come out of this thing. My God Almighty, I know you hurt right now. I know you hurt right now. But you got to put it in drive. You got to let them know no weapon pen form against me and my family, against me and my bank account, against me and my mind, against me and my body. It will not, it shall not, it won't prosper in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind every demon and every demonic spirit that taking advantage of things that you don't know. In the name of Jesus, we bring a shaking into your life, instill into you the word and the power of the living God. I feel the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, that it is your time, and your time is right now. Your season is when? Right now. I'm telling you right now, and I've said this once before, when the children of Israel crossed over the Red Sea, they went into the promised land. They went into a place where it's promised. You already in your promised place. You need to receive it. You need to shout about it. You need to get joy about it, because what God has for you, it is for you. What God has for you, brother, what God has for you, sister, it is for you. And I'm telling you right now, you get a shout in your belly, a praise in your soul, and let the enemy know that I'm going to keep going no matter what. Even though many of those want to bring my God persecution, even though many of those got many things to say, but I got a praise in my belly that I'm going to give to God. I shall not, I will not, I won't back up. You won't back up. Keep going forward, because the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure till the end. All you are endure, all you are endure today, tonight. I, my God, I light a fire in your spirit. I light a fire in your belly that you shall press on. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will release a refresh on the anointing. Refresh you right now in the name of Jesus. Stir your cold up in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now in the name of Jesus, it will be so. It will be so. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Mother Christ, you about to get this mic. I got to pass this right to you. My God Almighty. Mother Christ, go ahead and pray. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Well, God, in the name of Jesus, first I come giving you honor who's the head of my life, and the honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and every member of the ADM ministry in the front line. Father God, we just thank you today. We thank you for the burning of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the joy that you have put in us, God, even through all the trials and tribulations. Lord, we thank you for the victory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift your name up high and give you all the praises, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, today. We thank you for the washing of the blood, God. Oh, God, we thank you for being that man regulator for us today, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing minds today, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for healing diabetes today, God. We thank you for healing heart problems, God. We thank you for healing high blood pressure, God. Because every sickness you said by your stripes, we are healed, God. Oh, God, we take it by faith and walk by faith, God. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you how you're leading us and guiding us in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue, God, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let us love like never before in the name of Jesus, God. With hell all around us, God, we thank you for your peace in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this day, God. Oh, God, we thank you how you brought the word on even yesterday, God. Oh, God, let us take heed. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us begin to push the crutches out from up on our arms, God, and let us can lean on to you, God, lean to your understanding, how to negotiate, not ours, God, but let us continue to lean on to your understanding. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you today, God. We thank you for what you are doing in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the rain that is falling upon us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to praise you like never before. Continue to glorify your name, God. Continue to look towards the hill which comes out here, realizing all our help coming from you, God. Because no other help that we know. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you today, God. We thank you for every radio listening today, God. Every ear that has an ear to hear, God. Oh, God, let them begin to praise you even right now, God. Even let us magnify you like never before, God. We thank you for taking care of our families, God. Chilling in and protecting them, God. We thank you, God, for peeping and break in last night, God. For your guardian angels and your protection angels all around the doors and the windows, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, God. Oh, God, let us continue, God, to come into the house of the Lord and have a praise upon our lips and come to the Rebbe when we enter the door, God. Because we realize it ain't about us, God. It's all about you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you how you're still saving, how you're delivering, how you're setting the captain free, God. We thank you how you're pulling down every stronghold, God, and breaking every chain. The chains that is under our mind, God, begin to break, God. The chains that's on our hearts, God, oh, don't shake, God. It's not like you, God. Let us begin to break it, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we realize that it's power in the name of Jesus. It is honorable, J. Power in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to call upon your name, God. Day and night, honorable, J. All through the day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to praise our neighbors, God. Pray for the one that is faithfully used us, God. Pray for the one that hates us, God. Honorable, J. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to love one another. Let us live in peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this day, God. Oh, we lift up every child that it is in the name of Jesus this day, God. We pray, God, that you continue to save young people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Be that man regulated for them also, God. Oh, God, oh, emotion, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you close their ears up, God, and let them only hear from you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the serpent, God, when he come walk to worship, God. We plead the blood of emotion in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Redeemer say yes, God. Let us continue to have a yes in our spirit, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We thank you for just being God all by yourself, God. We thank you, God, how you have loved us, God. We thank you, God, out of emotion, for your long suffering, God. When we were disobedient, God, have a good emotion. Buckle us, trying to buck against you, God. Yet still, you still love us, God. And that love and that patience, God, out of emotion. And waiting on us, God. Because you know that because of emotion, that we will be coming in, God. When everyone else had them gave up on us, God. When everybody else said that we this never amounts to nothing, God. Oh, but you know, little Moshe, you knew, God. You knew without a shadow of doubt, God, little Moshe. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we don't forget about the elders, God. Oh, continue to love them and to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us begin to set with them, God, and let them pour out of the all in them that you have, what you have poured into them, God. Let us have it for the elders, God. That when they pour out wisdom, God, let us begin to grasp it, hold on to it like never before. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let them continue to cry out your truth in the name of Jesus, God. Let us receive it, God. How the world shall, when they begin to pour out instruction, God, let us be obedient, God, to instruction in you, God, in the name. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, God. Without your word, God, we will perish, God. Without your word, God, instead of going right, instead of going right, we'll be going left. Oh, God, we thank you for the right. I don't know what to say today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for lining us up with the word of God in the name of Jesus, God. Because there's no other way we know, God. Oh, God, we just thank you. We glorify your name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our companions up to you, God. Oh, God, continue to have them in your hand, the palm of your hand, God. Continue, God, to lead them and to guide them the way they need to go in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to sanctify them, God. Save them, deliver them, set them free, God. And make them men to the Lord, men to warriors, God, in the name of Jesus. Men that run up to the heart of God in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them begin to pray like never before. God, begin to let men come in the church like never before. Let them run over the Moshe and don't look back. Oh, just calling on your name, God. I seek over the Moshe, God. Let them cry out to you, God. In the midnight hour, cry out for their family, cry out for their children. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we need you, God. Hey, God, we need you like never before, God. And when we open our mouth, God, we pray, God, that you just come forth like never before. Come forth like fire out of emotion. To come to burn the fire of emotion. Burn up out of emotion. It's not like you, God. Deliver and set the captive free. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when we begin to speak, God, let the people hear the word of God. Let them know us. It can be nobody but Jesus of the emotion. On the inside of these people. Lord, these things we ask in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
Some of you right here. You need to go ahead and allow the Spirit of the living God to rain upon you right now. The Spirit of the Lord ready to rain upon you. I know you're tired, sister. That's why God's going to rain you. He want to wash it away. He want to water from the Holy Ghost. My God, to come in like a mighty rushing wind. To wash it out of your heart. The healing is here. The deliverance is here. Somebody need to wash it here tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Listen,
what's that man?
It's a public.
There's a couple of you listening right now, and there's some of you on the line right now. You ask God, say, God, if I can have a God, pray for me. Let him speak a word into my life. God, don't hurt your prayer. We normally don't do this. I want to keep it moving. But I want you to press one on your phone. If that's you, go ahead and press one on your phone. My God Almighty. I feel the presence of God. And I feel the anointing of God right now, my God. And I'm telling you right now, it's a change taking place. If that's you, my God, need prayer. If that's you, you go ahead and press one on your phone. My God, because I feel an anointing on me right now. I'm telling you right now that the power of God is here. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. Go ahead and press one on your phone. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to take the waters up as is. My God, come in line. You haven't pressed one, press one. And all you have to do is just press it that one time. And we'll get with you. Just be on time. I call you out. And I will call you our last four digits out. And you will hear a beat when we bust you in. If you're on the internet, I'm giving you a time enough to call in. My God, guests are on the internet. I'm telling you right now, call in. 657-383-0299. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. And I feel so, my God, I feel some of you are thinking fine. You're tired of playing these up and down games. And you need the Holy Ghost to breathe in your life right now. I'm telling you right now, take a few minutes and worship him. Because the God is here. I feel the presence of the Lord. It's here, bro. Your help is here. Your help is here. My God Almighty. Get it out of you. If you need to cry, let it cry. If you got to scream, let it scream. Get it out of you. Because the healing is here. Come on, none of those. Glory to God. God bless you, calling you on the air. If you have your phones on mute, go ahead and take them off. You don't have to take them on. My God Almighty. God bless you, calling you on the air. God bless you. God bless you, caller. You on the air. 5207, last four digits of your phone number. God bless you. You on the air. Amen. Amen. Listen, saints of God, I want to get to you, but you got to have, make sure your phone is off of mute. Amen. Make sure they're off of mute. And what happened is, I'm going to call your last four digits off when I buzz you in. And that way, you're going to know you're on the air. I want to get to you. I know the Lord is telling me to get to you. And we want to get to you. But please, please, make sure your phone is off of mute. Amen. And we're going to get to you because I feel a change right now. I feel an anointing right now. It's ready to touch you, my God, in your situation right now. God bless you, caller. We back to you. 8923, you on the air. Hello, caller, you on? Hello, caller. God bless you, caller, you on?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, caller, you on the air? God bless you, caller, you on the air? 5207, last digits of your four digits of your phone number, you on the air? Amen, amen. Nevertheless, saints of God, God bless you. My God Almighty, make sure your mute is off your phone, and we're going to get to you. My God, but I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now, your change is here. Your turnaround is here. God is ready to shower down. And I prophesy in the name of Jesus that your turnaround is here. That the power of God, my God Almighty, is here. My God, I prophesy peace in your situation in the name of Jesus. I prophesy right now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that God will reveal to you the direction and the plan that he has for your life and what you need to walk in the name of Jesus. Because I feel the presence of the living God.
And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, this is your time. You need to cry out before him. Some of you can't wait to on a Sunday service, your next revival, or your next prayer meeting, or your next Bible study. You need to cry out before the living God right now. I feel his presence. He's ready to come and touch you. He's ready to come and meet your every need. He's ready to come and be your deliverer, be your salvation. And some of you, he didn't bring you this far where you at right now to leave you. He didn't bring you here to just abandon you and abandon you. The Spirit of the living God is here. He's here. Rain on us, God. Rain on us. Allow your presence to fulfill us this place. Allow your presence to fulfill our homes. Allow your presence to fill our cars. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the power of living God will touch each and every one of you where you at right now. Pray that a refreshing will come and shake your very spirit, shake your soul in the name of Jesus. Engulf you into his presence. Engulf you and digest you into his worship in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. Breathe upon us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. For the price, I feel the Holy Ghost. It's another anointing that's been placed on ADM ministry.
Amen.
I can feel this. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, the healer is here. The deliverer is here. And God is trying to give you enough so you can make it on this earth. He's here. Wipe your eyes, brother. Wipe your eyes. I see two of you on this line right now. You got a court date that you're facing. And God said you need to surrender towards me. One of you, you're not facing the court date, but you got a child that's facing the court date. But you need to wipe your eyes. Worship God. And God said, I got all the rain. The rain is here. The rain is here. You cried, you shouted, but the presence of God is here. It's time for you to get ready to walk in your new spirit. To walk in your new spirit. To walk in your new spirit. Rain on earth. Turn on a little more. Rain on earth, God.
Hallelujah.
Let it shower. Let it rain. Let it rain, God. Let it move. Breathe on us. Move on us. In the name of Jesus. In the morning.
Yeah.
Some of you need to get reconnected back to your lifeline. Your lifeline is prayer. Your lifeline is worship. Some of you need to get reconnected back to your lifeline, and we want to help you. We want to help you to bring you and connect you to the power of God. And I'm telling you right now, now is your time. Now is your time. I'm telling you right now that the power of God is here. It is here. God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. in the morning. God bless you.
Shower down. Lift that hand in.